phase, I'm going to do either a major 7, minor 7, dominant 7, half diminished or diminished. Here we go. So example 4. I think it's a diminished. Okay. So first find root. Don't hunt and peck. Just use a system. Maybe you get your own system, but for now, I don't see a system, so use mine. Start at fret 0 on the 6th string, do all the roots until you find it. Remember, you're only looking for the root now. Because what if you're not quite correct with the assessment that it's diminished? It's gonna throw off your direction. Should have some possibilities. Even if you're not sure right now, you have possibilities. So now narrow it down and then choose accordingly. So you're not sure about the root? Listen for the lowest note you hear. Like you were just on a B note right now. So play a B. Yes, you may hear that, but is that the lowest note you hear? You think it is? Okay, it's not. And I'm not sure how to teach that. I think it's what I hear, like, if you listen to, like, there is a prominent B, but it's not that B, it's a different B. So what is the lowest note you hear? Just kind of sing it to yourself, if you can. Do you sing at all? But it's fine. When I say sing, I just mean like internally sing. What is the lowest note you hear? And that's the note you're looking for. Say again. To do what? No. He said, did I palm mute it? I did not. You're still groping. Use your ear now. Like what is, there's 4 pitches. How do I know it's 4 pitches? Well, at least it's, all right, I just gave you, that's not really a clue because there's 4 pitches. There's 4 different intervals of any of these chords, but some of them might be repeated for certain voicings. This one happens to be no repeats. It's just 4, the whatever kind of root, 3rd, 5th, and 7th fits that particular chord. How do I help you hear the lowest note here? I'm actually not sure. Like that note might be in it, that E, but is it the lowest thing you hear? Like, could that note be an octave up or 2 octaves up instead?
Zeno.
You think it's E? I didn't hear what you said, I'm sorry.
You're saying E note
to
B.
Like, if you hear that note in the chord, is it possible that that's not the lowest note? That it could be up an octave or 2? Or is it the lowest note? Do you actually hear the guitar playing? Try E and up an octave and see if that fits better. Or even up 2 octaves. See, I hear that as like that E is in it. That's not the lowest note. I don't know how else to teach it to you other than just exploring. So it's not E, but E is in the chord. And you also heard a B. That this guitar is not playing that, but if you go up an octave for the B, that note is in there. It's quite prominent. You hear that? So you're learning to listen to each individual note of a chord. This is probably the biggest part of the lesson. It's in a way, it's like on. It shouldn't be unfortunate news, you know. But all your other ear training is about pitches, like individual pitches, and this is just the same thing. A chord is still individual pitches. They just all happen at the same time, but you still have to decode them one at a time. So there's no magic formula. This is why I say it's potentially disappointing. Like, now I'm so good at ear training pitches, now I want to know the secret to doing chords. And there is no secret. You just got to do it the same process multiple times at the same, you know, within the same sound. So, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no shortcut. There's no such thing as a free lunch. all right, so I helped you out. The B is in it, the E is in it, but neither of those are the lowest note. That's the B, yeah, that you hear, yeah. I'm trying not to look at you so you can't read my body language. You want help?
Yeah.
For a while you were on C sharp, and that's the answer. When you hear can you hear that note is in the chord?
Yeah.
It's not very loud.
Yeah.
I think it's just the way I articulated it. I didn't like strum. I did with all four fingers. Sometimes if I use all four fingers, I'll actually aim to make the highest note ring out more, because that's what our ear is drawn to, but that is the lowest note. I don't know how else to teach it to you. So we still have to identify the quality of the chord, and you were saying earlier that it's diminished, so play a C sharp diminished and see if it sounds exactly like it. By the way, what kind of diminished did you mean? Fully diminished or half diminished?
Half diminished.
Okay, you meant half diminished. Does that sound right?
It doesn't have
the
6.
That would be the flat 5. So it doesn't have the G. So play the G just by itself. Possible that the G is in there. By the way, if it's one of the two, half diminished or diminished, they both have the flat 5.
That's right.
So let's test your initial hunch a little more with a little. You're a scientist. Let's not give up on your initial hunch so easily. Could it be that the G is simply not in that octave? You know. So try it down an octave. Just that note, that is, just the G, to see if you hear that in the chord.
Yeah.
You do hear it? Yeah, so it's in there. I mean, you could probably read into my prompting, you know, that I wanted you to discover that it was there, because I'm like, well, let's not give up yet, you know, but yeah, it's there. It just wasn't in the octave you were thinking it was. So that's part of it too, is like, you know, do you hear the pitch in any octave? It takes time to train. I don't actually know how to teach it any faster. But sitting down and experimenting is really all it's about. You just have to do it. You know, it could be a piano part. It could be a strings part. I do this still all the time when I'm transcribing. The other day I had learned Africa by Toto. The guy, it was very unusual request, and actually was fun to play. I never really loved that song prior to this, but now I have a respect for it because there's a lot of chords in that song. And I had to, in some cases, there's one really weird one. So I had to do the exact same process, just pick it out one by one, and then figure out what the heck it's going to be called, and then figure out how the heck I'm going to play it. All right. So, what is the answer of this? Or haven't you finished your diagnosis? Is it C-sharp half diminished or C-sharp diminished?
C-sharp half diminished.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. I played it like this, by the way, in case you're wondering. I played X, 4-5, 4-5. Four, five, four, five, in the middle four strings. So that's not right. It's 4-5-4-5.
Yeah.
You got it? So listen to it again. Now it's exactly. And actually, I gave you a clue. Here's another clue. I forgot to say about this. If the chords get arpeggiated, then you can try and pick them out individually.
Right.
No, that's, it makes it easier. Not the initial hit. Like, din-din-din. That could give you a clue. If you were absolutely desperate and you were very handy on the computer, you could actually isolate each of those notes. Depends how crazy you want to get. All right, cool. Here we go. Next example.